ICQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As convenience, you can also check in by Aper's message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echolink Note 545072. Formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Kurt, is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. No amount of announcements or bulletins heard. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-in. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. His wife, Isla, M4IEI. We have KI4MRA, KF4RVH, JD, Embria, KA2AXQ, Ken, in Pickens, KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer, K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity, K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville, W4IOE, Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina, KE0UUX, Joe, in Mount Pisgah, North Carolina, we have KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville, K4OSH, Pat, in Malden, W4DJW, our net manager, Dave, in Greer, KO4RAX, Jim, in Dankasville. Let's see, lost my spot here. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. KN4MMI, Stephanie in Lyman. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. These are all of the early check-ins through the Brewers website. We thank them for coming along early and checking in. And that's it for the early check-in, so we'll move to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Middletown, Ohio. Our cat sitter reports that no traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
W2MJB. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2NJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John in Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing those who check in by Echolink, we have WD8RON, Ed in Brevard, who's listening. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ed, and enjoy the evening there in the mountains. Next, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and hopefully all is going well with your wife, Lorena. Next, I have KN4RJ and John in Princeton, North Carolina. John, I have you down for a little bit of RAG 2 at the end of the net. Thank you for sticking around, and we'll be right back to you. Looks like that's it for the Echolink stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead and begin with the RF check-ins, with tonight being Sunday night. We'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. MJB. MK1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie 4, Romeo Tango, 68, Greenville, Roland HD, and I'll be negative.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
MJB. And everyone on the net. So, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, and KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Alpha through Delta, so let me break here for a second, go back to Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WDB. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from Yon Martinez, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4WBB, Steve, down in Martinez, Georgia. Thanks for coming along to Steve tonight and checking in with me through Echolink. With that, that's the last station right now on Echolink that hasn't checked in already, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo Through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that first call, so we'll try again. Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call. However, I still need to check my wife in. That's KN4HTP, Wendy, here in the Ham Shack. So, here in Simpsonville, so appreciate that, her checking in tonight to bump on my elbow and let me know I didn't get her earlier. So with that, that's it for Echo Through Hotel. So we'll go ahead and move to India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Please check in. Kilo, India 4. Kilo, Charlie X-ray. That's KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. We're in Gray Court tonight. Just check us in and out tonight. James beat me in there, which he's got a whole lot more powerful radio than I have. But just check me in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing good. Hope you have a lot more check-ins, too.
MJB. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Bring this all together here. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out if you would, please. And everyone, have a good night. Say hello to Wendy for me. 7-3.
W2MJB, Nick, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We have KI4KCX, Jerry in Gray Court. Then we have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you, Larry, for saying hello. Wendy says hello back. And we appreciate you checking in tonight and bringing Donna along with you. Please say hello to Donna for us. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. The W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Please check in November 4. Mike, Whiskey, Jimmy, over here at Taylor's, Mobile, will be negative and negative.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
MJB. Popped out on me at a bad time. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, please check out Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Boy, I'll be negative, I'm negative.
Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont. 7-3 to you, Mark, Ms. Wendy, and all on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4MMW, Jimmy and Taylor's. KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello, and Chad brings along Anna, his wife, KO4RYP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chad, and bringing Anna along with you. Tell Anna hello for Wendy and I. We have KI4LZI, Andy there in Table Rock, KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville, and KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for Mike through Papa, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Check in Kilo, Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec. KJ4TIQ, Philip of Easley, I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB. Let's check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Checking in, Philip and Easley. Philip, you can check back and verify that I got your call sign correct since you didn't come up in my log when I put it in. I got KK4TIQ for Philip there in Easley. Is that correct, Philip?
Well, I'm hard of hearing there, but I'll say it again. It's Kilo Juliet 4, Tango India, Quebec. KJ4TIQ.
That recheck, that's KJ4TIQ, Philip and Easley. Appreciate the recheck, Philip, so I can get that correct. Next, I have KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thank you both for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control? Net Control, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, Mobile in Greenville. Negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA2TXJ, Jim and Taylor. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB.
Here is Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative.
JB. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. It's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA2TXJ, Jim and Taylor's. KC4YLC, David in Whitmire. KO4ZYX, Daniel in Spartanburg. W4WOZ, Rod in Malden. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all checking in. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Check-in Kilo X-ray 4, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. 73 stall, and thanks for calling in tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KX4YM Scott in Greenville. And Scott brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott, bringing Mary along, and your daughter, Mary, as well. And have a wonderful evening, and thanks for checking in with me. Looks like we have an Echolink station up, so let me jump over here. The Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you would, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, and yourself, all in it. No traffic, no queue. Do be sure and tell me, Wendy, hello from me.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen, there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen, and Wendy says hello as well. And have a great evening, and say hello to your wife for us. Let me go back and see if there's anybody in, left in Echo or Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Stephen Inman, I'll be negative and negative. You're listening in.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4VWA, Steve and Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steve. And have a great evening. Looks like that's it for the individual RF group, so we'll go ahead and open it up for the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the first call, so we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, U2MJB or net control.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Spartanburg right now, and I will be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control. Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's, but mobile in Spartanburg tonight. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tyler, and have a safe drive home, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with me on mobile. With that, it looks like that's it for the RF check-ins for the time being, so we will go ahead and close the formal portion of the net. Those wishing to do so may secure their units or their stations. And with my thanks for checking in. And we'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins. Tonight we have one on the stump, that is KN4RJN. John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Enjoyed spending some time with you guys down there. Have you had a chance to get the scope out and see anything this evening?
Tonight, since I was calling the net, Wendy decided to sit here at the table with me and write some cards out. So we'll probably pull it out tomorrow night and see what we can see if it's clear out tonight or tomorrow night.
This is game for RJN. Well, I hope you guys have some fun with that thing. If the skies will cooperate. Again, it was good spending some time with y'all, and I appreciate your hospitality. And other than that, how are things going down there?
Well, the scope's still sitting safely in the living room. I asked Wendy, or reminded Wendy, that we need to throw a sheet over it so that it doesn't get too much dust on the upper bending mirror. Looked, I think, on Mead website today to see what kind of solar covers are. I saw some glass ones there, and then they also have the type that you have, which is more like a plastic or some type of film. What is your preference?
This is KN4RJN. I have never actually tried a glass one. I think I would go with the film. They're probably a little bit cheaper than glass, but just make sure you get one, you know, big enough to cover the top of that scope, which I believe is 10 inch. Measure that and make sure. But make sure it can cover the entire width of the top thing, so that you can protect your mirror and your lens, and of course your eyes. Again, the solar eclipse in 2024 is not going to be in the vicinity of you guys. However, if you travel to like Arkansas, Missouri, Indiana, anywhere along in there, it's cutting a path from southwest to northeast. It'll go through Missouri, Arkansas, Indiana, lower part of Maine, upper part of Vermont, along through there. So you may have to travel a little bit to see that. However, if you want to watch sunspots and that sort of thing, just make sure you get one big enough to cover the top of that scope. And I would get them, you know, now or relatively, you know, soon from now, as opposed to waiting to 2024, because I noticed on the last eclipse, as we got closer to it, the prices on all the solar filters went up drastically. It's kind of like gas prices. The more people want it, the higher the price goes.
That would be pretty interesting to see the sunspots. You know, we hear about it, and we see photos of it, you know, through the QST magazine or online, or we get emails from AARL, but I think it would be interesting to be able to see the sunspots and stuff as they pop up. So we'll probably get one of those filters. I just didn't know. Yeah, the glass ones, I think, are like, I don't know, probably for the size, the 10 inches that we have. I think I looked at one that was 8 inches. It was $170, but the can't think of what you would cover.
call it, non-glass filters were much less expensive. They were probably in the $40 or $50 range. But yeah, I agree. We'll need to get it before the CLIPS Act, so that we don't have to pay an outrageous price for it. Or
this is Dan 4RJ. Yeah, I noticed as we got in the last eclipse, which was, what, 17, 18? I forget what year it was. But in any event, as we get closer and closer, you know, the prices on the solar filter glasses and even filters for my binoculars and filters for my telescope got higher and higher, and I got them several months before that occurred. So yeah, look at that now, because there's not much demand for them at this point. But as we get closer and closer to the eclipse, there's going to be a much higher demand for it. So if you want to watch that. And down here we'll see a partial, but not the full eclipse. If you want to travel to, I'm headed for actually my mother-in-law's driveway is about just a few miles off the center line of totality. So we're headed there at that point in time. But yeah, look at filters to fit that thing, and at the very least, even if you don't travel to go see the eclipse, you'll see a partial eclipse from our position here. And the prices as we get closer and closer to the eclipse will in fact go up. So take a look at that.
JNW2MJB, with the filter that you have, does it distort the color? I mean, does it come through like true color, or does it change the color of the sun at all, or is it just kind of black and white?
This is KN4RJ, and as I recall, and it's been a while since I looked at that, the sun looks pretty much white through that one filter that I've got. I've got filters from a couple of pairs of my binoculars, and of course the little cardboard glasses that you can look at, and that's got a little bit more color to it. But as I recall, through that particular filter, it does, the sun looks white, but you can see the sunspots and various other things on the thing. You can't see necessarily the flares, but I think the film filters are probably, I don't know if they're necessarily better, but they're a whole lot cheaper than a glass filter. And of course, a glass filter, you've got, it's a little bit more fragile than the films aren't exactly robust, but you have to take care of them. But I think I would rather go with a film filter as opposed to a glass filter. That's just me personally. Over.
4RJ and W2MJB. Yeah, I was reading on there that one of them, I can't remember which it was. They show a little photograph of the picture of the sun, which the filter, I think it was a glass filter, it showed the sun as, yellow-orange, which I guess is what we typically see it, in photographs. So I was just curious if the film filter allowed that, or if it kind of made it black and white. So that helps out to understand, what comes through. Other than, it's probably the same stuff that was used on the glasses that people would wear during the last eclipse, isn't it?
This is KN4RJ, and as I recall, through those little cardboard glasses, I think it did actually look a little bit on the yellow side. The filter that I had for the smaller scope that I showed you, it looked more or less black and white, and through the filters that I had on my binoculars, I think it was a little bit on the yellow side, as I recall. But either way, you're looking at a really, really bright object, and as long as the filters out, between 95 and 98% of the light coming in, because the sun is incredibly bright, it'll protect your scope and it'll protect your eyes. So I would look at Scientific American, I know, has them. There's various other sites that sell those, just Google, you know, solar filters for telescopes, and you can probably find one with that will fit on your scope for not, you know, a horrible amount of money, $30, $40, $50 maybe. And I don't recall what I paid for the one that was on my smaller scope, which was an 8-inch, but I think it was less than $30. So, and again, when I did my thing for the last solar eclipse, I just bought a bunch of, I think I bought a batch of like 20, 25 solar glasses for people to wear, and paid maybe, you know, $30, $40 for you know, two or three dozen of the things. So, at this point in time, this far away from the eclipse, the demand for the things ought to be fairly low, and the prices ought to be fairly low. So I would look at that and see what you can find, and get them now as we get closer and closer to the eclipse. So of course, like everything else, the demand's going to go up, and therefore the price is going to go up. So take a look at that. And Wendy, if you're listening, hello. Over.
RJNW2MJB. Yeah, we'll take a look. The price of the film is a lot more reasonable than the glass one, so we'll probably go with the film version versus the glass version, because if it breaks and you have to replace it, $30 or $40 is much more reasonable than $170. And Wendy does say hello. She just kind of snickered a little bit and said hello. So she'll be calling Lynette tomorrow night, I think. So she appreciates everything you did for us with the telescope. Present across the net about the solar events out there. So it's kind of fun to check that stuff out.
This is Ken 4RJN. Yeah, I actually looked up the date for that thing. It is April 8th, 2024. So mark your calendars. And like I said, I'm heading up to my mother-in-law's place at that time in 2024. Her driveway up in North Vernon, Indiana, is just a few miles off the center line of all the totality. But Indianapolis will see it. There's a town in Missouri that can see it. If you just Google solar eclipse 2024 and look for a map of where the totality will go, you can see where the nearest place from Europe is. And if you want to travel that far, Missouri, Arkansas will see it. Southern Illinois, Southern Indiana, goes on up through Ohio, Pennsylvania, up into Northern Maine, I believe, and heads up that direction. So there's a little town in Missouri somewhere that saw the last one, and we'll see this one again. So they get it twice. I can't recall the name of the town, but yeah, check that out. Just Google solar eclipse 2024 and look for a map of where the path of totality is, and you know, plan a trip. What the heck? Over.
KN4RJNW2MJB. Sorry, Wendy said something. So Wendy said hello, and she did want to see how John Paul was doing in the car. Did it turn out okay?
It is. Well, he got the car and he got it running, and Chad got the radiator patched to the point where he at least could get it back home. And he's going to have to, you know, with the price of used cars and new cars especially, but even used cars, and he hasn't got sufficient financial resources to deal with another car, so he's going to have to baby that sucker for a while. It needs It's leaking oil and radiator fluid and whatever else it can possibly leak. So he's going to have to baby that sucker for a while. But he, as far as I know, he made it back home safely, and I'm glad to have him back in this part of the world. And met Chad and his wife and their dogs, which, you know, evidently whenever anybody comes to Chad's house, they come to visit the dog, or at least that's what the dogs think. They're big yellow lab that is friendly as all get out. But and then their emergency backup dog, which is much smaller. But, yeah, he got the car. He made his way home, as far as I know, and everything's good. Over.
Since he just lives a couple miles from our house, if he has any problems, give him our number and we can give him a hand if he needs it. It's always nice to have a friend nearby that can give you a hand if need be. So let him know we're here if he needs help. So be glad to give whatever help we can give him. So was your pup happy to see you when you got home?
This is KN4RJ, and oh my God, the dog went crazy, like, you know, like we'd risen from the dead or whatever. She was, you know, jumping up and down and wagging her tail and beating things with it and just going crazy. So happy to see us, but she's up here laying on the couch, yeah, up here in my office, and she's happy, and I've got the grandkids here this week, so, and she's happy to see them too, so she's just happy as a clam as it can be, and I appreciate the offer to help out my son when if he needs anybody, and I will definitely give him your information so he can call if he needs anything, because he's like, you know, 3 miles or less if you go out of your subdivision the back way. It's 6 miles going out the front way, but it's only 3 miles going out the back way. But I will tell him that, and I appreciate it very much, and what can I say? I thank you very much. Over.
Well, we offer help where we can, so it makes you feel good when you help other people. But you know, when you're by yourself and you don't have a lot of, I guess, family nearby, it always helps to have some friends nearby, so we're more than happy to help him out with that. And, yeah, when our dog, when we come home sometimes, or when we go take our dog for a walk or for a ride, sometimes she'll whack her tail hard enough that we have swipes of blood all over our wall there by the kitchen, that kitchen hallway. So she, I don't know how she can whack her tail as hard as she does, and it doesn't even faze her. I hit my knuckles or my fingers on something, and it's not even as hard as what she hits her tail, and I definitely feel it, so I'm not sure if there's no nerve endings in her tail or not, but she doesn't seem to mind. But anyway, let me take a break here for a second, John, and see if there's any other check-ins. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Mark, Miss Wendy, and Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. Good evening to the net. Please check in, JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Wendy and all on the net.
JB, KN4CHY. This is W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS, Gary there and easily. And Gary brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Joy, or Gary, and bringing Joy along with you. Say hello to Joy for us, and have a great evening. Next, I think I got KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. Keith, can you come back and make sure that I've got that correct on your call sign? You were really fast on that, so I hope I caught it.
You did get it when I originally checked in. I had a question for John, if you would indulge me for a moment.
KN4CHY, go ahead and call your station.
I think it's KN4JB.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was wondering if you could recommend a nice pair of modern day binoculars. My father had a set growing up, and I used to look at the stars of those things, and it was pretty amazing what they could do. Now, these things were, they had probably a 75, 80 millimeter lens on the front of them, so they were pulling a lot of light, but I've not been able to, don't remember the specs of it, not been able to really come up with anything on the market today. Over.
This is KN4RGN. I've actually got, I think my pair came from, God, where did I get those things? They're like 75-80 magnification, and I believe I got them from Celestron. I could be wrong. But if you just Google astronomical binoculars, and there's a number of different brands out there, all of them are more or less good. You should pay somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, between $75 and $100. You can pay a lot more than that, but a good pair of astronomical binoculars ought to cost you somewhere between $75 and $100. And you'd be surprised what you can see with those things. The ones I have, I think, are 70 or 75 mag, and I wish I had them up. I'm pretty sure they were Celestron. I don't have them up here in front of me to look, but yeah, just Google astronomical binoculars, and then look at all the different things and prices and whatnot, and you can kind of look around and see who's got what and what magnification and that sort of thing. But they're infinitely cheaper than a telescope for the most part, and you can scan the skies and you can see, you know, actually quite a bit. Over.
RJN, I believe that's correct. KN4CHY. I appreciate it, John. I think you just gave me the magic phrase of for the Googles is astronomical binoculars. I was just searching generically for binoculars and finding all kinds of sporting type stuff, and could tell by the proportions they weren't of the same caliber as those that my father had. Those are still around somewhere. I don't know if they're still at Mom's house or if one of the brothers beat me to them or what, but I'd sure like to have those. But yeah, the first time I pointed those up to the sky, I was looking at a fuzzy patch and got them in those binoculars and could see I was actually staring at a cluster and didn't know what that little fuzzy patch was. So yeah, I was just blown away by those, and that's a very reasonable price, a lot more reasonable than I thought it would be. So appreciate the information, and I'm definitely going to be searching for those here pretty quick. KN4CHY, if you don't have anything else, John, send it back to Mark.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, with a good set of binoculars in addition to, and I don't know if Chad's listening, but if you're a deer hunter or into that sort of thing, with a good pair of astronomical binoculars, you can spot a deer at a good way farther than what your rifle can shoot. But yeah, find yourself a good pair of astronomical binoculars, and you can see some amazing things with those things. You can point those things at a dead piece of sky and look through that and say, "Wow, where did all that stuff come from?" Globular cluster, you know, star clusters, nebula. With my the ones I have, I can actually pick out the Orion Nebula. I can see that big dust cloud in space, but it's there. I can see a whole lot of things. I can actually pick out with mine. I can see the rings of Saturn with that thing. It's a little fuzzy, you know. It's not super defined, but I can see it. I can see that thing is, you know, definitely got rings around it. So again, just, you know, look on Amazon, look on, let's see, what is it, Scientific American, let me think, trying to think of some of the brand names of some of the stuff I've got. Celestron has got some, Skywatcher, who was it, it's got, you know, Google Skywatcher, I think that's Mead telescopes. Any of those, you know, big names telescope folks have binoculars that will do what you want to do. So just check it out, look it around, see what you got, see what your budget is, and what you want to pay for that sort of thing, and you'll find something that'll suit your budget and your desires. So glad I could help out, and this is K4RJN, and back to net.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Thanks for that bit of information, John, and we appreciate it. Anything else for the rag chute, John?
This is K4RJN. No, Mark, you say hi to Wendy before me, and I'll back on out of here and say 73s to everybody, and you all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for the conversation and for the extra information, and we'll research into that. This is W2MJB, net control. Any other check-ins or comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
AO4YUN, Tanner, Bridges,
kind of good tonight, sir. Appreciate you calling the net for us. I hope you and Miss Wendy are doing well. If you were, can't talk. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR, at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. Fun listening to you and John talk about the celestial bodies above and the equipment and all that kind of stuff. So enjoyed that part. So thanks for that tonight, gentlemen. But I'll back out of here with no additional traffic or comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me start at the bottom here on this. That's AK4HR, Mike, there in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in, Mike, and for your patience. And I was glad to get you in the net, or in the log, I should say. And then the first check-in, I got a KO4YUN, but I didn't get a name. You were down in the noise a little bit. Can you recheck and be a little slower on your call sign and see if I can get you in the log?
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Uniform November Tanner, down in Pickett, South Carolina.
W2MJB, net control for the 2-meter, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry, it's been a long day. Did get that correctly, I guess, KO4YUN, and I got Tanner, and that's Pickens. Is that correct, Tanner?
Correct, and it's KO4 NUE, Chad Hightower, if he's out there, I just want to say hey to him.
Just a minute, Tanner, and I'll close the net here, and then you can go ahead and call your station, since we're close to the end of the net. And then you can speak with Chad at KO4NUE all you want without having to worry about me breaking in to close the net. So appreciate you checking in, and hang on just a minute. I'll be closing the net here, and you can call your station. That report will be submitted electronically. I'll break for a minute and submit that. And while I do so, be patient with me, and you should hear it in a moment. W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Remember, KN4HTP, Wendy, will be calling the net tomorrow night, so please come back and check in with her. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone. KO4YUN, go ahead and call your station, and I will be clear.
4NUE, this is KO4YUN. Chad, are you up there? I guess Chad has done less well.
Sorry, kind of checking a bit late for the net tonight, guys. This is KO4YUN 7C.